Hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. You know what I want to do? I want to come way under the models. The professionals did the models. I was never involved in a model, but at least this kind of a model.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, April 6th, 2020. Welcome to day 1173. First up, your daily damage report. Global confirmed cases of the coronavirus now top more than 1.3 million people, with 74,000 total deaths and 275,900 recoveries. The U.S. currently has around 357,000 confirmed cases and 10,500 deaths, with around 19,000 recoveries. The Dow, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all closed up more than 7%. Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state may be starting to reach the apex of its crisis as the coronavirus deaths are effectively flat. Cuomo extended the state's stay-at-home order until April 29th. And the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to an intensive care unit as he battles the coronavirus. Johnson was hospitalized yesterday. Back home, Trump warned that there will be, quote, a lot of death, and that this will be the toughest week yet as coronavirus infections in the U.S. surpassed 347,000 and the death toll topped 10,000.
We're working to ensure that the supplies are delivered where and when they're needed. In some cases, we're telling governors we can't go there because we don't think you need it and we think someplace else needs it. And pretty much so far, we've been right about that. And we'll continue to do it. As it really gets, this will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week. And there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately, but a lot less death than if this wasn't done, but there will be death.
Trump also said, however, quote, we have to open our country again. We don't want to be doing this for months and months and months, end quote. He added that he wants, quote, fans back in the arenas, end quote, as soon as possible. Quote, we cannot let this continue, Trump said. So at a certain point, some hard decisions are going to have to be made, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump's trade advisor, who is not a medical doctor, claimed that hydroxychloroquine has a clear therapeutic efficacy in treating the coronavirus. Peter Navarro's claim set off a debate between him and Dr. Anthony Fauci in the Situation Room. Fauci is the nation's top infectious disease expert, who said there was only anecdotal evidence that hydroxychloroquine works against the virus, and that more data is needed to prove whether or not it's effective. Navarro, who is an economist by training, shot back that the information that he had collected was science, claiming that his qualifications are, quote, that I'm a social scientist, end quote. Navarro later said Dr. Fauci's caution about the effectiveness of the anti-malaria drug warrants a second opinion. Separately, Trump personally pressed federal health officials in mid-March to make chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine available to treat the coronavirus, even though they had been untested for COVID-19. Shortly afterward, the federal government published guidance informing doctors that they had the option to prescribe the drugs, with dosing information based on unattributed anecdotes instead of peer-reviewed science. The Trump administration also waited until mid-March to order masks and ventilators for healthcare workers in the U.S. The Department of Health and Human Services placed its first order for $4.8 million worth of N95 masks on March 12th, more than 2 months after the Trump administration received its first briefing about the outbreak on January 3rd. The contracts signed by the federal government with 3M do not require the company to begin delivering the masks until the end of April, weeks after the Trump administration expects the virus to hit its apex. 3 months into the crisis, the national stockpile of masks and ventilators is already nearly depleted, and the number of patients is surging. Quote, we basically wasted 2 months, said former HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Moving on, bank executives personally appealed to Ivanka Trump for higher interest rates for the Paycheck Protection Program, the $349 billion emergency small business program that was created as part of the $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill that passed last week. Interest rates were later doubled from 0.5% to 1% on the emergency loans after Ivanka relayed to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and other administration officials requests to increase the rates on the forgivable government-backed loans and to make a greater effort to encourage community and regional banks to participate. Meanwhile, Trump fired the intelligence community inspector general at the center of the Ukraine allegations that led to Trump's impeachment. Michael Atkinson was fired months after he delivered the whistleblower complaint to Congress about Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president, as he was required to do so by law. Trump called Atkinson a disgrace and said that he fired him because Atkinson did a terrible job, absolutely terrible. Trump added, quote, "He took a fake report and he took it to Congress with an emergency, okay? Not a big Trump fan, that I can tell you," end quote. Atkinson released a statement on Sunday saying that the reason Trump fired him, quote, "derives from my having faithfully discharged my legal obligations as an independent and impartial inspector general," end quote. In D.C., the Supreme Court canceled all oral arguments for the rest of the term due to the coronavirus pandemic. 9 cases were on the schedule for the upcoming 2-week session, which begins on April 20th, including a challenge to the way the U.S. elects a president. The court also canceled oral arguments for March in light of the first wave of social distancing and stay-at-home orders. The court was supposed to hear arguments last month over whether House Democrats had the legal authority to subpoena Trump's financial records. It's unclear what will happen to the March and April cases, but the court said it might hear some of them if, quote, "circumstances permit in the light of public health and safety guidance at that time," end quote. And finally, Trump and some Republican leaders are challenging efforts to make voting easier as the coronavirus pandemic disrupts elections. Trump claimed that Democratic efforts to expand voting by mail were actually opening the door to fraud, saying, quote, "I think a lot of people cheat with mail-in voting," end quote. The RNC, meanwhile, is expected to spend more than $10 million on legal battles related to voting this year in lawsuits in Minnesota, Michigan, Arizona, Florida, New Mexico, and Wisconsin. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.